Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Achrayim, deal with why it is that we have this unusual interruption in Hallel. After all, we know that we always try to, not always try, we always complete the entirety of Hallel, or at least the Chatzi Hallel, every time that we are reciting Hallel. So all of a sudden, Seder night, we have this anomaly in Halacha that we start the Hallel, and then we start eating Shulchan Aruch with the Matzah, with the Marah, with the Kairach, with the Suda, and then we bench, and then we continue with the rest of Hallel, which is a very strange thing. Why would we be interrupting Hallel when that's not that's never done any other time throughout the year? The Netziv gives a famous shot. The Netziv says that we're trying to signify that on this night, even our meal, even our Suda, with its very sanctified atmosphere, is itself a form of Hallel to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Meaning that it's not just that we are Stam being Mafsik in the middle of Hallel, we're not making a Hefsik in the middle of Hallel, Chas v'Shalom. The Suda itself is a demonstration of Hallel to the Rabbeinu Shalom. When we eat the Suda with the proper Kavanis, and we eat the Suda without saying Lashon Hara by the Suda, and with all of the mitzvahs halayla, Pesach, Matzah, Marar, not Pesach, but the Matzah and the Marar, and the Afikaimen, which is in place of the Karban Pesach. So all of those mitzvahs halayla with the atmosphere is itself almost like a continuation of Hallel. It's a form of Hallel. I wanted to be mechadish something new. It just came to me about maybe 10 minutes ago as I was preparing. It occurred to me this year especially, a new chiddush, and perhaps why we interrupt Hallel with the Shulchan Aruch, with the meal. It's a little bit of a twist on what the Netziv just said, but it's something that is very nageya to me personally, as I described in the Shmuz on Friday. How I personally went through this virus, and Baruch Hashem, here to talk about it, which is a tremendous haidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom that I owe. One of the terrible parts of this machla is that you lose your sense of taste. You also lose your sense of smell. That's another thing that we're not going to talk about right now. A lot of mussar in that as well. But you lose your taste buds. And it's not just that you lose your taste buds, but you lose your ability to eat, because your taste buds get so ruined through the machla that you really have no interest whatsoever in eating. It's a very dangerous type of thing, because a human being has to eat, he has to drink, and I had not just no cheshek, I had the opposite. I did not want to eat. I had no interest in eating, and quite the opposite. And because of that, it was a very, very difficult thing to maintain hydration and other sort of other forms of nutrition when my body needed it the most. But I remember on Friday night, I was sitting with my family about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, and it was in the middle of the whole machlo, and basically there was delicious food on the table. Everyone around me was eating all types of macholim that looked really good. But I was just sitting there. I wasn't able to make kiddush. My son made kiddush. I maybe was able to eat bekaishi or kizayas of challah. But everything else I was not able to look at. I was just trying to sit there to give them some tzura of a suda for the family, but I had no interest whatsoever in eating. And at the suda, I mentioned a bark that my father, Rav Shalom, used to say. I don't remember who he said it, b'shem, but it was basically on the parsha where Yaakov Avinu is davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom before he meets Esav. And he says in the pasuk, he davens the Rabbeinu Shalom and he asks him, "V'nasan li lechem lechel uvegev olbish." I'm asking you, Rabbeinu Shalom, to give me lechem lechel, to give me bread to eat, uveged, and a clothing to wear. And the obvious question is, obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you bread, it's to eat. If he's giving you clothing, it's to wear. What else are you going to do with bread and clothing? That's what they're designed for. So what he said was that sometimes a person is able to have all the bread in the world. You're able to have delicious challah and cholent and kishka and kogels and whatever, but a person is never so sick that he's not able to eat it. A person sometimes can be so sick in a hospital, he has a whole closet full of clothing to wear. He has beautiful suits and beautiful shirts and hats and everything. He can't wear it, so what's it worth? Having begadim alone is worthless. Having lechem alone is worthless. Yaakov Avinu's tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shalom v'nasan li lechem lecho. Don't only give me bread, but give me the wherewithal to eat the bread. Don't only give me begadim, but beged lulbesh. I want to be able to wear the begadim. And I was saying at the Suda that that's exactly the hargish that I had. I have bread. Baruch Hashem, you have all the, we had a beautiful Friday night meal. My wife baked and cooked and everything. But when you're so sick, you're not able to actually appreciate it because you can't. You can't eat the bread. So it's really, for you, it's worthless. So I was just thinking that perhaps what we're supposed to have kavana for, what the reason why the Baal Haggadah perhaps dissected Al into two and stuck the Shulchan Aruch in the middle, it's in order to give us on Seder night the halal, not just for the geula, not just for all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did back then, but you also have to give halal for the fact that you're able to eat the suda. We take it for granted that we can eat matzah. You know how many people right now are in hospitals all over the world? They're not going to be able to eat matzah on Seder night. They're not able to eat mar, they're not able to drink the dalakaisis. So if a person is sitting by the Seder, and they're able to eat, that we take it for granted. Of course I could eat matzah. Of course, it's not so pashut. You see from this machla how it's not so pashut at all. So memela, that itself, it's not that the suda itself is a halal, but you have to say halal for the suda. The suda that you're eating requires a halal, just like all the mitzvah. Site is halal, halal, halal. The suda itself that we take for granted, that of course we have food, of course we can eat the food, of course we can have the mitzvah halayla. There's so many yidden right now that are starving for the ability to do what we take for granted. And so mela and halal, we should be able to eat it with a gusto, have the matzahs, have the mar, have the suda, enjoy it, but understand that itself you have to sing halal for to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The halal is not just before the suda and after the suda. The fact that we can eat the suda itself and be mekayim mitzvah halayla is itself a great form of halal. Have a wonderful yontif, have a chag kasher v'sameach.